Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Some people got facts and claims. Some people got pride and shame. Some people got the flops and the schemes. Some people got no aim, it seems.
We're the survivors.
We're the survivors.
The black sheep.
Yes, the black survivors. Tell you what.
For joining us on this live Monday, September 26th, worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones today. We're going to cover the incredible historic moment we are in as evil is rising like a Saturn rocket into the sky and liberty is blasting off like the space shuttle into the sky at the very same time. We are here live in the face of the enemy. And there are global awakenings accelerating. I've been telling you about the last few months. We just saw Georgia Maloney, a patriot, an anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, anti-Klaus Schwab patriot, being called a Nazi, a fascist, and all these lies, winning in a landslide in Italy. And they are crapping their britches, the first Italian female president ever. And she's awesome. She's totally for real. They are scared as hell of her, and it's not just Bolsonaro, it's not just her. More and more and more and more are coming. We have successfully triggered the chain reaction. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Ha, 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 ha. Now, get ready for the enemy counteroffensive. They're going to say terrorists cut the power off in Italy. They are going to launch massive wars, as they've already done. They are going to pull out all of the stops, but every passing minute, every passing hour, every passing day, the people now know about the new world order and its horrible plans for all of us. And when the general population wakes up, and that's the next domino, we're already approaching 30-40%. Woo! I'm getting chills. We're already approaching the next domino to fall. And here's the great point of danger. The New World Order knows they are on the cusp of defeat. And so brace yourselves, because the New World Order isn't coming. It's here. All over Europe, they're pulling down EU flags. All over Latin America, they're saying down with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. All over Asia, they're saying the same thing. In India, in America, in the UK, everywhere. The people are unifying against the unelected head that you see on screen of the European Union that 2 days ago threatened the Italians with massive sanctions if they voted for this woman when she's an unelected pig. We're the survivors.
Yes, the black survivors. We're the survivors.
It's on, folks. The battle is now. And it's only going to get more intense. But bowing to tyranny will get you killed. Fighting back, you'll live.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful. The man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Survive and warn people that it's the globalists poisoning them with the GMO, with the 5G, with the chemtrails, with the poison shots. And as it becomes completely evident that the New World Order are psychotics that would make Hitler blush, they will be destroyed. They can only get away with these operations, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't know they're the ones behind it. If we expose they're the ones behind it, game over, suckers. And that is happening. All right, unbelievably important broadcast lined up for you today. We have Italy rebelling against the EU dictatorship and openly being threatened with sanctions and border closures and total attacks if they were to elect the first female populist leader in history, Giorgia Meloni. Huge developments on that front. Massive escalations in the Russia-NATO war and mass shootings, you name it, inside Russia as the globalists turn on their destabilization operations. Incredible statements by leaders in Spain and the U.S. promoting pedophilia. Spain's Minister of Equality says children should be able to have sex with adults. We have the video. I mean, these people are out in the open. We have why they're carrying out their depopulation operations. We're beginning into that. Billionaire bunkers, how the world's wealthiest are paying to escape reality that they helped create. Massive COVID-19 news where more scientists, more top researchers, members of the FDA board, the fourth board they put in, have come out and said, don't take the shots. They're hurting people. I mean, a lot of positive stuff's happening, but you better know the New World Order is going to strike back in a big way. There is so much to get to, and we're going to be covering it all here today and your phone calls. But let me just get to unelected official, the head of the EU, unelected. It was started as a steel combine in 56, and they later bragged in Bilderberg Group documents that it was going to be the European Union, and it's unelected. And then with treaties, with traitor presidents and prime ministers, they had sovereignty transferred to the European Union, unelected bureaucracy. Then they created a European Union parliament that has voting power, but is only advisory or ceremonial or vestigial. Toothless. Powerless, other than a bully pulpit. But it was enough that they got now the majority of people in that parliament are anti-EU because the people want it. So the bully pulpit is actually powerful, though it was designed to be toothless. Unelected official head of the EU, Ursula von der Leyen, of the European Union, openly warns that if Italy votes for someone they disagree with, they will sanction Italy. and the Italians gave her the bird. Here it is.
We'll see. If things go in a difficult direction, I've spoken about Hungary and Poland. We have tools. If things go in the right direction, and people as a body that is always, where always governments have to be accountable to, play an important role.
So they're going to sanction them, and she went on to elaborate on that while speaking at Princeton. Here's some of the breathless establishment media, clip five. On the eve of her victory, the anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, pro-populist, pro-capitalist, new female leader of Italy, here they are demonizing her, calling her a fascist. Here it is.
Voters in Italy tomorrow appear poised to make a hard right turn. The woman expected to become prime minister leads a party with roots in neo-fascism. Chris Lipsay is in Rome.
Italy is revered for its history, reflected in palazzos and ruins and statues. But not all of that history is beautiful, and many fear that one particularly ugly chapter could soon repeat itself.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of Mussolini's historic march on Rome, plunging the country into two decades of dictatorship, an alliance with Hitler, and a Second World War. Today, his fascist party is gone, but many say she is carrying the torch. Giorgia Meloni, leader of the Brothers of Italy.
What was once a fringe party has ballooned into the biggest in the country, and it's now poised to lead the most hard-right government since World War II.
The fundamental problem in Italy is becoming the illegal immigration. Too many immigrants.
To protect the traditional family, a family composed by a mom, a dad, and sons.
Italy's conservative superstar remains fiercely opposed to adoptions and surrogacy for same-sex couples. The fiery 45-year-old is comfortable with some of the hallmarks of Italian fascism, like this motto. God, fatherland, and family.
And that's clearly a post-fascist party with a post-fascist agenda.
Irene Caratelli is a political scientist at Rome's American University.
It has the flame in the symbol of the political party that goes back to the idea of the flame on the grave of Mussolini.
The same flame is on Mussolini's grave?
Yes.
Now it's a historic election also because Giorgia Meloni would be Italy's first ever female prime minister. An important glass ceiling, but one that's been overshadowed by her politics. Chris Lipsay, CBS News, Rome.
Oh, my gosh, there's an eternal flame at JFK's tomb. There's an eternal flame in the Statue of Liberty. We get all those symbols from Rome, meaning the flame of enlightenment, the flame of the city on the hill. It's a Roman symbol, just like most of the symbols we have. Our buildings are Roman and Greek. The Romans got it from the Greeks. So the idea that because she has the symbol of a torch, and, oh, there's a flame at Mussolini's grave. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's a flame anywhere. It's evil, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely preposterous. But that's what they do. You know, the left now says Christians in Europe and the U.S. that raise their hands to reach out to God, because God's a free will God, and if you're praying to God, whether you're alone or in public, try reaching your hands out, as I've said, to God, saying, I'm here. God will reach back to you. You'll feel it. It's real. It opens the connection of will. That, they now say, is a double Nazi salute. Burn in hell, globalists. You're so full of crap. You're absolutely disgusting. By the way, Mussolini was the leader of the Socialist Party, and then he double-crossed him and became the fascist, but they were the National Socialist, and Hitler modeled himself off the National Socialist Workers' Party. You may have heard of it. That's the acronym for Nazi. National Socialist Workers' Party. And in the German, it translates to Nazi. So they think you're stupid. They think you're dumb. And they call Donald Trump a Nazi, too, when he's got Jared Kushner, who's an Orthodox Jew. And I'm not against Israel, but Trump was a little too footsie with Israel for me. I don't want him to be footsie with the UK or Russia or China or anybody. I want America to be America. But the idea that Donald Trump is a Nazi is like saying Martin Luther King's a grand dragon in the KKK. It's ridiculous horse crap. Just like they say, I'm a Nazi. It's they're the people using race to control people. You know that. They're the ones using race-based politics. And they know exactly what they're doing. Everything they accuse us of is what they themselves are doing, and they know it, and they love it, and they think we're stupid, but we're not. More on this when we come back to the big Russian news, the economy news, the latest pedo news, just globalists running to bunkers, as I told you. It's mainstream news. I mean, this is dangerous. But if we're awake and we're engaged and we're praying and we're doing it all, we can make it out of this. But believe me, if we don't, it only gets worse. It's not fun to hide and cower to tyranny. It's exhilarating to face it. We're doing it together, and you are. Tune into this broadcast on Tip of the Spear. And when you share the live links to Infowars.com/show and band.video, and to share those articles and videos, you change the world. And I salute you. So this break, share the live link, Infowars.com/show, and the live show headline now, like your life depends on it, because it does. We're all in this together.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Okay.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
Done.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
Globalists in full panic mode as nations choose populism over controlled collapse. Tune in now and learn how humanity takes back our planet. Infowars.com, tip of the spear. All right, I want to get to some of the speeches of this amazing lady that just got elected in Italy that scared the New World Order so much, the threatening EU sanctions, the unelected bureaucracy against their country because they voted wrong, forcing them out in the open, making them act like the authoritarian dictators, the totalitarians that they are. Now, separately, it's very, very important for viewers and listeners to understand that the New World Order, the globalist, can be defeated right now. Or they can be partially slowed down, but then they will continue to launch their attacks forever. And they are very close to being defeated. People are awakening to who they are and their operations. And so right now, we have a really good chance to mitigate hell on earth in the coming years and decades. Doesn't mean all the problems will be solved. Doesn't mean there won't be AI issues and fragments of the New World Order and then it won't congeal later and come back with Satan at its head as the Bible says it will. We can be given a 100-year reprieve like Nineveh when Jonah was sent to awaken them. God gives us the choices to choose our own adventure. It's like those books you read when you're a kid where they have three or four different endings depending on how you choose. And it's really up to us. So there is that Calvinistic system that I've definitely seen real, where there's providence and God's plan, but God gives us the choice to decide how that plan is fulfilled. So rolling over is hell on earth. And even if the New World Order is going to take over and do all this, and then Christ returns, and even if that's about to happen in the next 5-10 years, God wants us to challenge this and fight this. That's why the rapture, pre-tribulation rapture, is so bad. And I'm not demonizing folks that are into that, but it was popularized by mainstream media in the 80s. Of course, been around for over 150 years. It's because then you don't believe you have to do anything. Oh, we'll be raptured out of here. Well, Revelation says after the archangel binds Satan and puts him in the pit, and Christ returns, that the dead in Christ rise, the spirits, and meet him in the sky. Then there's a 1,000-year reign on earth of Christ, and then for a very short time, Satan is released again and deceives another big group of people for one more test. That's what Revelation says. A 5-year-old can read that and know that and understand that. And boy, folks didn't know Revelation was so literal. It is. And whether you don't believe in God and the spiritual realm and all the rest of this, the globalists do with their CERN, you know, interdimensional communication device, they admit, they've taken the plan of Revelation and used it like a blueprint. We've all seen the meme. Hey, you weren't supposed to use 1984 as an owner's manual, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or George Soros. So to them, it's an owner's manual, and they're following it. But the Bible tells us the devil will follow Scripture and follow the plan. The devil knows he's going to lose in the end. And if this isn't good versus evil, then what is it? So we're closer to break. I'm going to come back and get into all this and play these clips and get into Russia and all the rest of it. But let me just say this right now to the listeners. Thanks for keeping us on air. We've been through hell. We've stood directly up against the deep state. They've had the FBI, the CIA on record running all these attacks. It's come out in the news. Mainstream news today, they're targeting, you know, Trump supporters and leaders and InfoWars. But we have the populace. We have you. So if you'll just spread the word about the broadcast, if you'll just pray for us, and if you'll just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, we can continue on. But I got to tell you, I declared bankruptcy. Not the type where you get shut down and they liquidate everything, but Chapter 5, to keep a business, that's what they see this as, going. And sure, under this operation, I get paid almost nothing. But that's okay, because I just want to keep it going. And so your money's going when you buy products to keep this on the air. And then after the bankruptcy is determined, they'll create some settlement with all these rigged lawsuits. But that's not where your money's going to go, because there is no extra money at this point. In fact, we've dipped back into the red. And so I'm asking listeners, for all your past support, and I appreciate you and I thank you. We are caught up on shipping. The books have all been shipped out. We got a few weeks behind. That's never happened in our history. We are caught up now. So if you order products, you will get them. We are shipping. If you order in the morning, same day in most cases. We're not as good as Amazon, but we're close, and we promote liberty and freedom. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, or get the fundraiser copy that's signed to help keep us on air. Thank you all who have gone and gotten the book, The Great Reset and The War for the World. I want to encourage those of you that haven't gotten the book to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get either a signed or unsigned copy. And while you're at it, we've got the Trifecta Immune System Supercharger Pack with the DNA Force Plus, the high-quality vitamin C with rose hips and zinc, and the D3 gummies with high-quality calcium for your whole body and immune system, 50% off. And a lot of other great products have been sold out for a long time are also back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I thank you all for your support. Please take action now. Our incredible greens formula is back in stock, 50% off as well. And yes, I want to thank those that have been donating Bitcoin. We need your support right now. Please don't procrastinate. Bitcoin, Ethereum, you name it, at InfoWars.com/crypto. InfoWars.com/crypto.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Okay. Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
InfoWars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Check
your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right,
let's move on.
You know what I mean? And people care about the First Amendment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this live Monday edition. Huge developments in Russia, massive developments on the COVID front, and incredible intrigue unfolding in communist China right now. We don't just have elections coming up in Brazil for Bolsonaro to be reelected. We don't just have in Sweden right-wing anti-New World Order folks getting elected. We don't just have in Canada the new leader of the Conservative Party that polls show would destroy Trudeau in a national election right now, coming to power, who speak out against Klaus Schwab, who speak out against Bill Gates, who speak out against the New World Order. We don't just have all this and so much more going on with Italy electing an anti-globalist. We have another election taking place, and this is by the Central Committee and the Politburo. A few thousand people get to vote in China, not their 1.4 billion. And if they don't vote, they get executed or put in prison. And that's Xi Jinping, who is set to be elected permanent dictator. You go, well, how's he elected dictator? Well, when a Politburo, when a bunch of oligarchs, plutocrats elect you to be the dictator, you are the dictator. Like the Roman Senate voting to make Caesar a dictator. Yes, Hitler was elected as well. Then they used the election to take over. Is Xi Jinping missing? Rumors of military coup in China explained. They have shut down a lot of the trains nationally. A bunch of folks have been arrested. And it goes on from there. Fact check. Is China having a coup? And is Xi Jinping under house arrest? Here's what we know. China becomes hothouse of intrigue, head of critical Communist Party Congress. And it goes on from there. So we don't know right now, but that's the election that they're having for dictatorship. So continuing, I want to play a clip here that I mentioned earlier. Look at the big Russia news, Edward Snowden news. And this is Georgia, the new leader, Maloney, who is anti-New World Order all the way. And she asked in a powerful speech that has subtitles I'm going to read, why is the family an enemy? Because it defines us. It's our identity. Everything that defines us is now the enemy. We will defend God, country, and family. Now, that's an American slogan. It's a Brazilian slogan. It's a German slogan. It's an ancient slogan of the West. God, country, family. Or some say God, family, country. In Brazil, I think it's God, family, country. And I would agree. It should go God, family, country, not God, country, family. But every country has this in the Western culture. Hitler took it and twisted it, to be fair. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. Ein Volk, one people. Ein Reich, one land. Ein Führer, one leader. That's twisted. It's not under God, under family, under country. He said, one people, one land, one leader. One dictatorship. She didn't say that. She said, one people, one God, one country, one people. And so I'm going to do my best. She talks fast. I talk fast too, like the Italians, but she talks even faster. I'm going to do my best to read these subtitles because, again, a lot of listeners go, hey, we can read, dude. You don't need to read. We have 400-plus radio affiliates, so they need to. Most of them don't speak Italian. So I certainly don't. I guess it's a romantic language, so whether you speak Spanish or Italian, they can understand each other, but I don't have a romantic background. I have a Germanic language background. That's what British is, a Germanic multi-Mongol language of about six different Germanic tongues. But I digress. Not a linguist, that's just the history of it. Let's go ahead and roll it. Here it is. This is about what we are doing here today. Why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening? There is a single answer to all these questions. Because it defines us, because it is our identity. Because everything that defines us is now the enemy. For those who would like us to no longer have an identity, and to simply be perfect consumer slaves. And so, they attack national identity, they attack religious identity. And they attack gender identity, they attack family identity. I can't define myself as an Italian, Christian, woman, mother, no. I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number. Because when I am only a number, when I no longer have an identity or roots, then I will be a perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators. The perfect consumer. That's the reason why. That's why we inspire so much fear. That's why this event inspires so much fear. Because we do not want to be numbers, we will defend the value of the human being.
Every single human being, because each of us has a unique genetic code that is unrepeatable. And like it or not, that is sacred. We will defend it. We will defend God, country, and family.
Lo difenderemo. Difenderemo Dio, la patria e la famiglia, che fanno tanto schifo a qualcuno.
Those things that disgust people so much, we will do it to defend our freedom. Yes.
Lo faremo per difendere la nostra libertà, perché noi non...
Because we will never be slaves and simple consumers at the mercy of financial speculators.
Saremo mai schiavi e semplici consumatori in balia della speculazione finanziaria. Ecco la nostra missione.
This is our mission. This is why I came here today.
Che oggi sono venuta qui. Scriveva...
Chesterton wrote more than a century ago.
Chesterton, ormai più di un secolo fa. Vediamo se lo trovo.
Let's see if I can find it.
Fuochi verranno attizzati.
Fires will be kindled to testify that two and two make four.
Dimostrare che due più due fa quattro. Spade verranno.
Swords will be drawn to prove that leaves are green in summer.
Verranno sguainate per dimostrare che le foglie sono verdi in estate. Quel tempo è arrivato.
The time has arrived. We are ready. Thank you.
Signori, siamo pronti. Grazie.
Bravo. And let me tell you something. You could take that two-minute speech and teach a master class on reality. She attacks the central bankers that run it all. She explains they want to destroy our very identity and who we are to take us over and control us, to finally kill us. She explains that that's why it's total war and why these foundations of humanity are our defense, because it's the very process of what makes us who we are. This was extremely powerful. They'll probably assassinate her. They're extremely scared. You can just look at her. You can look in her eyes. You can hear her. You can look at her past. She is an angel. She is real. She is amazing. And she scares the living hell out of these Satanists that want us to be their slaves because they want to mount our collective head on a wall. But we will not let them do it, and we will not surrender, because surrender is 1,000 times worse than fighting back. There is no choice but to resist. Victory is resistance. Resistance is victory. We have a culture. We're human, made in the image of God. We're each individuals with an amazing destiny. We believe in ourselves. We love ourselves because we love the God that made us. And we will be part of the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. And as she said, there will be fires and war just to say 2 + 2 = 4. Swords will be drawn to say that leaves are green in summer, because that's what the authoritarians do, is attack basic common sense and logic, because to submit to tyranny takes suspending logic and being a fool to say two men can have a baby, or to say pedophilia is good, or to say open borders is good, or to say communism is good. You have to wage war on your common sense and your own life force and your own forces of self-preservation. Well, I call for the age of human supremacy and building a world that's pro-human. And you just heard the new leader of Italy report.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Full because I was reading their own documents, I was researching, and because I had had family and others around me that had seen the inside of the system, they were telling me it was real. And I saw everything the globalists wanted 25 years ago, they were getting. And so I knew that they were systematically taking over, so I knew where they were taking us, of global depopulation and hell on earth, was a real place, and I didn't want to go there. I remember when I was about 16, my sister was about 3 years old, and I was still living at the house of my parents, and we put in a DVD, I think DVDs were out there, a VHS, of Beetlejuice. And she walks in and she sees the scene where they're in the waiting room for eternity, and there's these shrunken head people, and it's kind of scary. And my dad's saying, yeah, maybe you should turn this off, your sister shouldn't be watching it. And before we could turn it off, she looked at me and she said, Bubba, don't take me there. Because, you know, she's like 3 years old and she's seeing this scary thing in Beetlejuice. Yeah, it was this scene with Alec Baldwin. And she said, don't take me there. Bubba, she calls me Bubba. Please don't take me there. Great job, crew, finding that so fast. I didn't tell you I was going to talk about that. But see, this wasn't a fantasy when I was 3 years old. This was when I was 20 years old. Knowing they were doing it, knowing what they had planned decades before, in Brzezinski books I'd read that he'd written decades before that I just read, that what he said they'd do 20 years before, they did. And so then I was reading books they'd written then, in like 1994, 95, I guess when I was 16, like 1990, 91 that had come true. So I'm like, wait, they wrote these books 20, 30 years ago and now I'm living it? Wow, they're really going to be able to carry this out. And that's where we are. So my sister said to me, Bubba, don't take me there. Well, I'm saying to all you folks, please don't take me there. Please, I don't want to take you there. The only way we stop going there, the next leg of this hellish journey, is getting right with God and saying no to this. So, got a lot of big Russia news with the escalating war. And yes, Russia, fighting NATO forces in a trap, has been losing. Russia's been losing. And now Putin, as I said he would do months ago, called up 300,000 troops and heavier equipment and Class A military. He was using his lower-level stuff before. He's also getting conscripts. And now NATO's saying nuclear war could happen very easily. Putin says it's no bluff. Nuclear war could happen. I mean, we're actually talking about this in the fall of 2022. This is happening now. And then you add to all of this that people think Putin will be defeated. He militarily could be defeated conventionally. But as they say in the movie War Games, the only way to win this game is not to play when you're talking about hydrogen bombs and missiles. And suitcase news. And so that's where we are now. And I wouldn't say we're 2 minutes to midnight. We're 2 seconds from midnight on the doomsday clock. And Europe wants a destabilization. They want a great reset. They wanted, as Klaus Schwab said a year and a half ago, carbon lockdowns. And now they're saying, isn't it great there's no fuel or no gas, so we'll just have a post-industrial world. Russia's making double profits what they were making just a year ago. Russia's paying a price in blood, but not financially. And so those that think Putin will be defeated are naive because it's economic war. And the West is losing. The problem is the globalists want the West to lose. In other Russia news, Putin, this just broke, Infowars.com. Putin gives Edward Snowden Russian citizenship, state media reports. Within months after Russia invaded Ukraine, some in the U.S. media began to question, where is Edward Snowden, whistleblower, silenced since Russia invaded Ukraine? As one April Newsweek headline read, the Ukraine offensive had clearly put the NSA whistleblower in deeply awkward position, and thus he went relatively silent on Twitter. The Russian government has provided him asylum since he fled there from Hong Kong in 2013, as he was wanted man for exposing illegal mass domestic spying by the NSA and U.S. intelligence. On Monday, Russia's state media and its media is out with an explosive headline and a new development regarding Snowden's fate. Putin signs decree granting Snowden Russian citizenship, according to state-run RAI. TASS is reporting that Putin has given Snowden Russian citizenship. So you have that news there. And here's some of the headlines. The view that Russia will lose war in Ukraine may be naive. Italy has rejected EU's war with Russia. Shock election rocks great reset agenda. Despite all of this, the economy of Europe continues to plunge. Desperate Russian shoots recruitment officer instead of sign up to fight in Ukraine. While many Russians have opted to flee the country to dodge Vladimir Putin's desperate draft for the war in Ukraine, one man took his protest a little bit further and shot a recruitment officer. Local authorities announced Monday's attack, which unfolded in the city of Olmsky in, I can't pronounce all this, region of Siberia. The video of the incident inside an enlistment office appears to show a gunman dressed in military fatigues firing on the official at point-blank range, causing other potential draftees to flee the room. Here's another one. U.S. warns Russia of catastrophic consequences of nuclear strike. French news agency. Russian military recruitment centers attacked amid mobilization pushback. Multiple attacks. Lights out. Ovens off. Europe preps for winter energy crisis. 7 kids dead as Columbine-inspired maniac storms school with hate on ammo. That's the weird headline from The Sun. At least 15 people have died, including 11 children. About 24 have been injured after a man in a black T-shirt and balaclava opened fire on students at a school in Russia. The gunman, who was armed with 2 flare guns, which had been converted to fire live ammunition, according to Russian media. So all hell, as they say, is breaking loose. Pray for peace. Pray for justice. Roger Waters, the Ukrainian government's called for his assassination. The head of Pink Floyd, who's a famous anti-war guy, has just called for peace and for Russia and the West to make a deal. And I've called for that, too. Well, now they're trying to cancel his concerts in Europe because he's done that. Since when are people calling for peace the bad guys when it can end our world as we know it? I want to give the toll-free number out next hour to talk about the Italian election, to talk about populist victories worldwide, to talk about the Russia crisis, to talk about 43 days, the midterms. The deep state says patriots are about to shoot people and blow stuff up any minute, obviously preparing false flags or provocateur operations. It's a free-for-all. Totally open phones for first-time callers. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We will take your calls on this live Monday broadcast, 877-789-ALEX. And I look forward to talking to you about all of these issues. But this is what happens when major wars start. That's what globalism is economic, cultural, asymmetrical warfare, economic warfare, cultural warfare. Degradation, demoralization, but they always lead to big physical conflicts. China's locked down a bunch of its railways. Major cities are locked down. There's reports of coups inside China. Wars and rumors of wars. This is the birthing pains for something much, much larger that's obviously coming. And we have Jen Psaki saying on the upcoming midterms elections, former top Biden spokesperson admits if it's a referendum on the president, Democrats will lose. That's why they're making a referendum that Republicans are white supremacists and terrorists. We have major world leaders, major heads of government agencies in the U.S. and Europe calling for pedophilia. That's coming up next hour. I mean, these people are taking the mask off. Before we go to break, I want to thank you all for your support. Remember, your word of mouth is paramount. That's how we reach new people while they're so hungry for the truth. Please share the articles and videos. Please share the live links to Infowars.com/show and man.video. But whatever you do, get high-quality products you and your family need, like the new Trifecta Turbocharger Immune System Pack, 50% off, DNA Force Plus, the vitamin C with zinc and rose hips, and the high-quality vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, highest quality you're going to find, and it funds the Infowar, Infowarsstore.com. And while you're there, get an unsigned copy or do the fundraiser and get a signed copy and know you're keeping the tip of the spear on the air. Thank you all for your past support. But now, number one book in the world, all these patriots getting elected, humanity fighting back and waking up. It's so close, but we've got to fight harder now than ever. I'm not giving up, and I want to thank you for not giving up and, in fact, doubling and redoubling your efforts. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Tomorrow's News Today goes into hour number two. Your phone calls and tons of breaking news straight ahead.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.